Move at 92.5.
Hey, girl. What's up with you?
Wait a minute. Is this the right number?
It's, the Loser Line.
Come on. Just call me back.
If you haven't heard the Loser Line before, it works like this. Let's say someone approaches you while you're out at the club and uses this charming pickup line on you.
Bonjour, pardon, mademoiselle, but are you France? Because I fell for you.
Okay.
You get it? I fell like the Eiffel Tower.
Oh, yeah.
I fell for you.
We or no? Jokes.
I'm like, is it a French Revolution joke? What is happening?
We or no?
No.
No.
That was lame as
no.
rock.
Yeah,
okay.
See.
Well, whatever you do, resist the urge to curse him out in a British accent.
Oh!
Instead,
excuse my bloke.
Just smile at him and tell him you're so impressed with his oversized beret. And that's when you give him the number to the Loser Line, so hopefully he can call you and leave an awkward voicemail that we can play on the air. Voicemails like this one.
Next message.
Hey, this is we met earlier today. I was just giving you a call because I was hoping that you would pretend to be an Amazon employee when my mom calls because she's like returning a bunch of my Funko Pop dolls that I bought. And I mean, yeah, I guess you said it's been $1,000 and that's kind of a lot for action figures. But look, I need you to pretend that, you know, that you work for Amazon and that you're not going to be able to return this. So when you see her number pop up, if you could just answer it like you're an Amazon employee, that would be great.
Next message.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Maybe don't use mommy's credit card, and then that wouldn't be an issue.
That's a good point.
Hey, those Funko Pop dolls are going to be worth a lot someday.
Yeah,
I'm with him.
I'm sure. Yeah.
It's an investment.
Uh-huh.
Next message.
Hey, so it's Sarah. I know that I've dated a lot of guys with so super cool jobs, but it's not cool for you to lie to me. You said you were the weather guy on so I turned on now. You weren't there, so I'm pretty dumb to lie about something that I can easily check on.
Next message.
That is really funny. Yeah. Remember when you make something up, don't make it so obvious. Like,
well, but you don't know. Maybe he's the weekend guy that does the 5 a.m. Saturday shift. He could still be considered
the
weather
guy. Is that the hottest job you could think of, though?
Of all the things you could lie about to say that I'm on TV, you went with I'm with the weather guy.
Yeah. He's like, nobody watches local news anymore. Yeah. She won't even know where to find it.
That's true.
Well, apparently, that woman called back a little bit later.
Oh, she's so upset.
She left another message.
Uh-oh.
Next message.
Hey, so you know that thing when you're a jerk to someone about being on TV and then they actually are on TV?
Oh.
So I had the wrong channel on. And when I had the right one on, boop, there you were. So you still on for a date?
Next message.
Oh, no.
I told you no one watches local news. She didn't know where to find him.
I feel like we owe an apology now to that weather guy.
Yeah.
Sorry for saying that you made up a lame job for yourself.
Yeah,
you're really cool.
But we're glad that you're handing out the Loser Line.
Yeah. Remember, you can get the special Loser Line number if you text the word loser, L-O-S-E-R, to 78592. Give it out to somebody who doesn't believe that you're a weatherman. And then they can call us and leave an awkward voicemail that we can play on the air. Voicemails like this one.
Next message.
Paul, why aren't you responding to my text? You're such a jerk. No, I'm just kidding. It's me, Lauren, again. I'm so excited that we got to connect the other day. And I wanted to just let you know, before you saw, if you went on my IG, I've already Photoshopped a few of your photos onto images on my page. I just need a couple of profile pictures of you. One specific where you're like looking up. That would be perfect. I really just want to add it to this image of a guy on his knees proposing. And honestly, if you could, you know, a couple tears, that would be amazing. I think that would make my ex-boyfriend super jealous and really regret leaving me in that way. So call me back. I'm waiting for the pictures. And yeah, we can do brunch or something sometime, okay? Bye.
Oh my gosh.
Does anyone ever else feel like her Photoshop skills are really terrible too? Where it's very obvious to her ex that is not.
She's going to post it and be like, take that.
Yeah.
Oh, he's going to be so mad when he sees this.
Yeah. I mean, I know we're making fun of it, but you think it would work?
No. Do you have someone you need to make jealous to?
No, but I think if Alexis saw her ex on Instagram proposing to some girl, she'd be over at his house in her lingerie in a second.
You're not wrong.
Yeah. Huge, too. Like, oh my gosh.
I mean, there's something to it.
Next message.
Hey, Fiona. This is G. I just want to say I'm sorry I blew up at you. And it's just that when you told me that I had to leave because your dog was allergic to me, I just thought this girl has to be joshing me, you know? And I'm no Josh. I'm Jason. But anyway, I got home and Googled it. And wouldn't you know, you're right. It is possible for a dog to have a human allergy. And apparently your dog is allergic to me. I did some more research. And there's treatments that I can get. I can get some shots that would, I guess, change my pheromones. And I'm certainly willing to consider it because I thought up to that point, things were going really well. So anyway, I'm willing to do whatever I can.
Next message.
Oh my God. Is anyone else getting on Google right now?
Can't be a real thing,
right? That's what I'm saying.
He says he looked it up.
Wow.
Of course, and if you find anything on the internet, it's true, Jeffrey.
I love that excuse, though. Yeah. That's amazing.
That's really cool.
Yeah, my fish is allergic to that shirt. Sorry. But this is how desperate men are getting now.
Yeah.
Willing to change out their pheromones just so that a woman will go out with them.
The tables are turning, aren't they, Jeffrey?
Oh, good
the
Lord.
Tables are turning.
The human race is doomed.
We are.
Listen to the Loser Line regularly at this time every week. Your phone tap's coming up right after this.